Amen. And in the sanctuary, we want to open our Bibles to John, the third chapter. And we're going to go to the most quoted scripture, but the most disobeyed scripture. John chapter 3, verse 16. You see it inscribed all over the place, John 3, 16. And people quote it. You hear it, but it's never obeyed like God really wants it to be obeyed. The scripture said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He so loved that he gave. "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish." You should not perish. You should not go to hell. Because he gave. But you should have everlasting life. The scripture where it says, believe, it's a deeper meaning than just simply acknowledging or agreeing with the heart like our world teaches us. I want you to get it today. That word in the Greek implies a sustained and active trust and faith in the Almighty God. It suggests a profound commitment. Not just a concept or belief. You know what it actually means when you believe in God? You align your life to his life. This goes beyond intellect. More than intellect acceptance. And we find today that the Lord, amen, has gave. That you do not have to perish. For the Lord God loves so much that he gave. That whosoever believeth in him, you should not perish. You should not perish. But you should have everlasting life. Amen. I'm thankful today for the power of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down? And I want you to pray right now. That God would open understanding, God would open hearts, and God would fill today every soul in this room. God, would you fill us with understanding, with your spirit? God, we pray for the glory and the power of the Holy Ghost in this place. Come on, lift your voice to the Lord and ask God to do something in you today. Do something in our hearts, oh God. We give you praise and we give you thanks, Jesus. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. You may be seated. It's profound in it. That believe is more than just saying, "Ooh, I believe." Believe means that you lay down your life like he laid down his life. We're living at an hour where laying down your life is not even done anymore amongst people. I hear people say they gave their heart, but they still live in sin. Hey, Jesus gave his all that you could have eternal life. And today, God wants you to lay down your life and pick up his life. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. When you were a child, when you did something, your parents asked you, "Why did you do that?" Then come the next question, what was in your mind? I want to just say this today. Our world is topped with a whole lot of whys. Why, why, why? And God still amazes me. The more I pursue his presence, the more I find of him. And from the very beginning to the ending, I look and I find God. From the smallest to the largest, I find the evidence of the Almighty God. You could take your eye and take a microscope and look to the minute, small things that the natural eye cannot behold without the assistance of a microscope. And you find the very pattern and the essence of the Creator there. Then you take your eye and you look in a telescope. The far-reaching planets and stars There I find the hand of God Almighty, the marks of a great creator. I watch through life and I see the very evidence of God. But many times the devil don't want us to see that or think about that. I'm glad today that I look and I understand today. But sometimes I don't understand and I have to ask God why. And we've been taught all our life never to question God. But you know, a question is one of the highest forms of humility. A question indicates, I don't know. It allows you to be vulnerable to the person you're asking. Because now you're at the mercy of their information. God doesn't mind us asking questions, but God minds us questioning Him, His character, His word, His truth, and His answers. In relationship to this text, I find that He died, He gave, that we shouldn't perish when we give ourselves back. In 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, we quote it, without controversy, great is the mystery. The great is that question of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed unto the world, and received up into glory. That great mystery. Why, God? Why me? Why would you love and care for me? Why would He have grace on your life? We look at what Jesus did, even in the garden. It was just like the original garden. There was a choice and there was a tree. In that original garden, there was a tree that was the forbidden tree that man couldn't eat of. And man made the wrong choice. And as a result, it cost him death, separation from God. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, we find that Jesus was there. He had a choice to go to a tree for you, to redeem you, and to buy you back. Today in this place, the presence of God wants to minister. Every song, even the scripture we heard at the beginning, God is trying to get our attention. Let me just go on forward today. Amen. I want you to realize that you're the reason that He gave His life and that you must give back. God is ready to do a great work, and it's just this simple thing that I want to just share with you this morning. From time to time, we hear manufacturers or certain items say they have a buyback program. What happens is they discover that their product has defects. And so the manufacturer says, I want to buy back my product that has my name on it. And think with me now. God is not defected. The manufacturer, our maker, is not defected. But sin will defect you. Sin will cause you, amen, to have all kind of defects in your life, weaknesses. Sin brought all that about. But today I'm so thankful that God said, I have a buyback program. I come to buy you back. Amen. In fact, anybody knows what the word redeem means? It means to buy back. I'm glad that Jesus has come to buy us back. Amen. You ought to lift your hands right now and thank Him that He has a buyback for you. A buyback program. Amen. For those that were in sin and trespass. Amen. And iniquity. Oh, you ought to thank the Lord today that He would even give you an opportunity to come to Him again. Amen. Won't you lift your voice in this place right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's not willing that any should perish, I want you to think with me today what the Holy Ghost is trying to get over to this congregation. We're not like a vehicle that ends up in the junkyard somewhere. But when we turn our back on the Almighty God and go the opposite direction, we'll end up into eternal lake of fire. At least in the junkyard, rust will consume a vehicle that it finally dissipates to nothing. But in hell, the fire is never satisfied, and you'll never consume there. It's forever. I'm glad that he said, I'm not willing that any should perish. You shouldn't perish, because there's a Redeemer that said, I come to buy you back. Amen. You think about it. Our faults, our weaknesses, our problems. He comes to buy us back. Our defects. I don't know if you discovered you have defects, but I'm full of defects. And if you just keep on living, I don't care how proud you are. I don't care how great you think you are. Only thing it takes is one little mishap. And then you're incapacitated. Why is it that so many people, the only time they turn to God is whenever they're needing something? You know, the only time they want to come back to God is whenever they haven't. Today, I want to tell you, amen, you can live for God not because, amen, you got all these problems in your life and you have to have him to fill your tank. You didn't live for God because you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. I don't love God because there's a hell. I love God because there's God that loved me and cares for me. Realize you're the reason that he died. Realize that you're the reason that he gave himself. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is God's. Right before that, he said, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Be ye holy. I can't be holy without God. You could dress it to the T, but friend, dressing it without the presence of God in your life, you're nothing but a vulnerable individual. Amen. I need the power of God. How many needs God today? Amen. I don't understand why, but I know that he has a buyback. He's come that I may have life and it more abundantly. God wants you to enjoy living for him on this side. Oh, I can't wait to get to the other side. But there's a purpose for your life on this side. You know, living for God is not walking a plank. I come against that today. That spirit of the enemy that says, oh, there's too many you can't do's and don'ts. Can't smoke. Can't drink. Can't go clubbing. Can't do this and you can't do that. Amen. But when you got the love of God operating in your life, you don't want to do that. You don't want to listen to junk. You don't want to look at junk. And you don't want to be around junk. Because you're not your own anymore. Look what the Lord has done. He's broke the chains of darkness. I don't know where in time that the enemy has imposed in the brain of somebody to the place they think that it's too hard to live for God. Well, that's a lie of the devil. You know, I'm going to put it right here. I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. Man, I didn't come to preach a sermon. I come to reach souls today. I come to be a shepherd to souls that need the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Why is it we're living in an hour? Used to be that sinners didn't go to church. But today, saints don't go to church. You're here today, amen, because you need God. But what a privilege to come to the house of God. It's not a chore to come and worship God. Amen. We can't come and give God our best, amen, after what he's done for us. You didn't come just to occupy a pew today. I hope not, but I hope you see the privilege. Amen. God has given you an opportunity to lift up hands and to worship him and to give him praise. There's a buyback. That I don't have to go to hell. You ought to celebrate in the presence of God today. Lift those hands right now. Amen. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate what God has done for you, the privilege of living for him. Hallelujah. 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 The buyback. Why us? Why us? I'm glad God don't have a big club today that to knock me down. Sin has a big club. Where in the world? And whatever happened to that place where the goodness of God wakes you up in the morning that you think, whoa, even when problems come along, you're thankful for the goodness of God instead of getting a grudge against God. The enemy wants to say God has a big club. No, the enemy has a big club. My God has loving kindness. It's kind of like this, a parent, the instinct of a parent. Think, that little toddler is learning how to walk, and you got your arms there to teach that child, to hold to that little baby, and that baby is learning to take some new steps. You see them, they pick their legs up real high, and they're trying to, and daddy or mama or grandpa or grandma is holding on to that baby's hands. I'm glad, friend, I can't even walk without him holding my hands. I'm glad that God has mindful to help me walk. But when you try to walk on your own and you try to live in this life on your own without God, pride and ambition, you start thinking, I got to impress everybody. Quit trying to impress the world. You don't belong to the world. Quit trying to act like the world. Look like the world. You're bought with a price. Be ye holy, said the Lord. Hey, you're the temple. You're the body of God. You're the housing of God. But there's so many people forget that they've been redeemed. Not with corruptible things that will perish, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Friend, he died. Amen. I want you to think with me about Calvary. Think with me. There's some people believe that he literally carried a cross when he was like T-shaped. History, a lot of people say that when Roman soldiers made you carry the beam, it was one big long beam, and you brought it to a certain place, and whatever. I'm not there to argue which way is right. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus carried that beam in my mind, that negative. That beam was just a negative. But he went to the Calvary, amen, to take it and add it to there, amen, to make a positive for us. Amen, I'm tired of the negative of life. Are you tired of all the negativity all around you? I'm tired of all the griping against godliness and righteousness. We've heard more gripe against those that are trying to live right the last several years. If you stand for truth, the world says you're an idiot. If you're a man, they tell you, and you stand for manliness and godliness, that they tell you you're homophobic. I'm sick of that. They don't mind pushing their issue in your face. I'm tired of the negativism, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad that God has come to give us life, something to live for. If we don't agree with them, they'll find some kind of tag to put on you. Hear me? But I'm glad that God has more than a tag. God has life in it more abundantly. Amen. He's come to give you peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. But we live way beyond the means many times. We let things enter in our brains to where we feel that it's hard to live for God. Heard it all my life. It's hard to live for God when you live for God easy. But it's easy to live for God when you live for God hard. Amen. Well, too many do's and don'ts, Pastor. Oh yeah, religion is full of do's and don'ts. It's relegated to rules. But a relationship with God Almighty, who has plucked you out of the pit of sin. You didn't have any rights as it was. You were destined to hell. You was nothing but, like Brother Pirtle said a while ago, an inmate to sin. You hath he set free. You hath he quickened, who is dead in trespasses and sin. I'm thankful today God has set me free. I got a right to praise God now. I got a right to live right. Amen. I got a right to live holy. Amen. But there's a relationship. It looks at it as a joy to be plucked out of sin. It should be a joy for you to come and worship God. To be set free, delivered, emancipated. Scripture said, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Huh. Very, very, very evident when somebody don't love God. Amen. Because they're going to start looking like the world, acting like the world. Amen. And the world's so close to them that there's no difference between them and worldliness. Amen. A worldly people is a people that is bound to hell. Hear me? Worldliness is still a sin. I said worldliness is still a sin. God is not wanting worldly people. God wants a person that says, hey, I don't belong here. I'm not my own. I've been bought. He's bought me back. Look all what God's done for you. Why is it the only time we come to God again is when we're desperate for something? It's kind of like these people. They'll knock on this door out here. He'll bang on that door. And it's crazy. Only time they think about church is when they need another handout. They'll come and say, I can't pay for something. I can't do something, Pastor. Hear me? I don't come to God because I need another handout. I come to God because his hand has been on my life all my days. Amen. His mercy has blessed me. Amen. Are you thankful that the nature of God Almighty, amen, like that little boy, that little baby, that toddler that's walking, when you fall, that God just don't beat you and kick you and say, get up. But God picks us up and he dusts us off and he helps us back up. Religion puts a foot on your neck. In truth, it's not a hate speech today. A hate speech. The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Truth has a liberty. God wants his truth to reign in your life. God wants his liberty to live in your life. God wants his glory to dwell in your life. And God wants you to walk with him. Amen. What a privilege today. God so loved that he gave. What?
Why did he give?
You shouldn't perish. You shouldn't be going the way of the world. You shouldn't be going to hell. But today you need to hold your head up. Amen. Because you got a God for you. And if God be for you, why can't you be for him? Amen. The world's not for you. The world will use you, abuse you, chew you up and spit you out and run right over you. But I'm glad I have a God that is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Sin. In the garden, sin came in. And as a result of sin, every time that man was going to harvest and try to get ahead, sweat of his brow, thorns and thistles, childbearing became a dreadful thing. Well, when Jesus went to Calvary, they took a crown of thorns. Why thorns? And why a crown of thorns? A crown of insults, because it was a crown of curse from the very beginning. The very beginning, the Genesis, were the results of sin. And when they put that crown of thorns on Jesus, and the blood started rolling down his face through his eyes, and he looked through the blood to see people that would crucify him, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Are you thankful that Jesus looks through the blood today? That he looked through the blood for you and I as he hung on that cross to give us life and it more abundantly. Amen. What a privilege today that he still sees through the blood. Amen. He don't look at you and think, "Oh, well, I know what they used to be." Huh. Have you ever seen somebody that you knew from way back and they were horrible people? And they were still horrible? Well, we're still horrible if we don't have the Holy Ghost in us and the blood. But I'm glad that Jesus don't look in my past anymore. Amen. He looks at me through the blood. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Today in the house today, it's a joy to have the Holy Ghost. It's a joy to live for God. It's a joy to celebrate. Amen. In the house of God. It's a joy to walk with God. It's a joy to be a new creature. That's the reason why, Sister Christian, a while ago when you were singing, "Once like a bird, in prison I dwelt. But something set me free. Something set me free. It was him." Amen. He set me free. Amen. Glory to God. He set me free. Amen. Oh, friend, I don't have to have a fix. I've never been alcoholic. Amen. I've tasted it before. I never smoked. I've smoked before, just having a smoke one time, just trying it out. Amen. But friend, amen, I started coughing and I'm just trying to, I mean, all this stuff. And the time I drank alcohol, I didn't want to taste it no more. I'm glad that sin is nasty to me, because it's nasty to God. When sin becomes tasteful to you, and when sin becomes pleasant to you, you need to wake up and rise up and realize, amen, it's distasteful to God. It's offensive to God to live an unholy life and an unholy lifestyle. When you get worldly, it's a bad taste in the taste of God, in the mouth of God. Amen. I want to be a sweet, sweet taste to my God when he sees me. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave. He's ready for somebody to give back. Hallelujah. He's looking for givers today. Hallelujah. I want you to think with me back in the Old Testament time. When they would bring their sacrifices, they could not bring a broken, spotted lamb. They could not bring an offering that was messed up. It had to be a perfect one. I'm glad that God takes messed up, broken lives, don't you? Amen. God is looking for you to bring your brokenness to him. You have a power overcoming you. You can't quit something. Won't you come to God and say, "God, help me out. Amen. Lord, I come to give me to you. I come to give my problem to you." Amen. I'm glad that God still takes the broken, the messed up. That God still buys back. Amen. The defective ones. Amen. Oh, friend, he was a perfect lamb, but he came to set you free. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. What a privilege. What a privilege and a joy today to know the grace of God. God don't want to embarrass you. God wants to embrace you. Condemnation makes you feel so guilty, so upset. Condemnation will cause you to get upset at the things of God. Get upset at the preaching of the Word of God. Preacher starts preaching against something, you start getting mad. Condemnation will cause that. Amen. I'm thankful for the preaching of the Word of God. It'll save your soul. I'm thankful that God, amen, has a word for us today. Amen. He said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What a mighty God today. You could come and bring your brokenness and your problems, all your different hang-ups in life and find such a Savior. But friend, you got to be willing to give of yourself as an offering to Him. God don't want your words. God wants your life. What a joy to know that He still has a life for you, abundant life. It's not a dread and a drudge to live for God. It's a joy to live for my Savior. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Amen. He makes a way when there seemeth to be no way. He loves me and He covers me with His grace and mercy. He opens doors, amen, when doors seem to be shut in my face. He makes a way for me. Amen. I want to tell you, the world will never do that for you. Amen. Sin will never do that for you. Why live to try to impress everybody around you and not impress God Almighty? Why not live for Him? It's funny. In every classroom, there was always somebody who tried to impress everybody else. I went to school, and I went to a lot of schools. 4 high schools in 4 years. And every school I went to, there was somebody who was the impressor, the one that tried to impress. Now, we live in a world, everybody wants to influence everybody else. Everybody wants to be the one that impresses the crowd. We have all these different things. We have phones. They have all these different things that they're doing, TikTok, YouTube, to try to impress people. To see how many people will like what they've done. Facebook, same way. How many likes they can get. Amen. Fred, the world's not going to like you. This world will hate you. But I got a God that still loves me. I got a God that loves me. Why not love the one that loves you today? Why not celebrate the one who gave His life? Amen. And buys back the broken. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed by His love divine. Amen. Are you thankful today for Calvary, what Jesus did for you? Amen. Hallelujah. They took Him off the cross. They laid Him in a borrowed tomb. I love this. Borrowed tomb. When you borrow something, brother, you're supposed to bring it back. Give it back. Guess what? Jesus didn't need it anyway. He just used it for a few days. Amen. To prove. Why 3 days? Well, to certify that He really died. He wasn't knocked out. He gave Himself. You know, there's some people believe that Jesus, whenever He went to Calvary, was just knocked out. They thought He was just, you know, just knocked out. No, He bled and gave His all. Soldiers came and they pierced His side. Blood came out. Water came out. And from His side, even today, He has purchased His bride. You remember when God made Adam's bride? It was from His side. Jesus, from His side, it came for the blood to wash and to buy you back. Amen. To buy a people and a bride. Amen. God don't want you over there. God don't want you behind Him. God wants you by His side today. He's looking for a people that will walk with Him and know Him in a relationship. Saints of God, amen, you ought to be the grateful people of the whole earth. Amen, that you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and washed in the blood and that you wear His name in water baptism. Amen, when you come to the house of God, it ought to be a celebration. Amen, that, oh, Fred, no longer you're bound in sin. No longer you just an inmate. But He set me free. Hallelujah. I don't like Sunday mornings because the congregation is so quiet. Sunday night, I mean, the choir has to sing to get you pumped up. But I believe a Sunday morning ought to be just as potent as Sunday night. Amen. It's hard to convince people on Sunday morning. They're thinking about the roast burning more than their soul burning. I hope you're late today. Amen. Because you have a time with God. You've got a date with the All Master, the Almighty God, the Master of the universe. Amen. Why worry about something else? You come to worship God today. Amen. God's looking for a people that will worship Him and to honor Him. It ought to be a place of celebration today. He set me free. He bought me back. I don't know about you, but He brought me out of a horrible pit. Man, you was raised in church. You had a mom and daddy. Your daddy was a pastor. And you really wasn't a horrible pit. I want to tell you, amen. Oh, I may have not gone out like that, but I was still in a pit. I was still headed to hell. You don't have to go in the world, get a big old testimony and scars to be headed to hell. You could be raised in the church and still go to hell. You could come to church and go to hell. But friend, why should you? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. I've used this many times, and we use it again today. I worked at Walmart years ago, and I worked in the automotive and sporting goods in Breckenridge, Texas, Walmart. And back in those days, the Energized Bunny was the big thing. So we had an Energized Bunny inside of a big old dome. And when you walked by it, it had a motion detector, and that thing would beat a drum and march. And it got annoying. One day, I get to work, and when somebody walked by it, that Energizer Bunny picked up his leg to march and went to hit the deal, and all of a sudden, died. I was so excited. And we were so glad. Till the manager said, I need you to change batteries. Oh, it was horrible. But today I'm glad that God doesn't need a battery change. He's everlasting, everlasting to everlasting to everlasting. And what He has to offer you is everlasting life, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You ought to lift your hands this morning to Jesus with me. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought to celebrate what He's done for you at Calvary. In fact, would you stand this morning in this place? Hallelujah. Would that somebody would get a drink of the waters of life this morning. Come on, you've been weary. You've been carrying a heavy load in your life. Amen. You've been, all these things have been messing with your mind. It's too hard to live for God. You've been walking a plank. The enemy of your soul wants to tell you, it's too hard to live for Jesus. Too many rules. Too many regulations. But I want to tell somebody today, oh, the joy of having the Prince of Peace work in my life. Amen. Lift your hands, saints. Somebody ought to be thanking God today for Calvary. You ought to thank God for the cross. Amen. Oh, you need to get a taste of what He's done for you. You don't have to. You shouldn't perish. You shouldn't perish. Amen. Oh, when you love God back. When you really believe Him, hallelujah, amen, you receive and you give of yourself as an offering to Him. Hallelujah. I wonder if somebody could come and just lift their hands in the front just for a few moments, even in the sanctuary. I want somebody just to come in and say, God, You're the reason I'm here today. God, I'm not here to see who's not here or who's here. I come for You, Lord. I come to praise You.
I am free.
Hallelujah.
I am free.
Come on, can you lift your hands to Jesus after what He's done for you?
In the blood.
Can you praise Him for what He's done for your life?
I'm not worthy.
But I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I am free. I am free. the blood, I am free. I'm not worthy, but I am redeemed. I've been washed in the blood, I am free. I am free. I am free. I've been washed.
Come on, you ought to lift your heart because he's washed you. Hallelujah.
I'm not worthy. You're not